Hello, this is Mark Fried of Oxfam calling from Port-au-Prince. I left off my last pod with the tantalizing news that I would report next on my visit to the handicapped access latrine that Oxfam built at Pétionville Club Golf Course, where there are about 50,000 people camped out on the fairway. Sadly, I've not been able to get there to see it yet, but it's been described to me. It's like every other latrine, except for two simple innovations. First, the door is wide enough for two people to come in, the handicapped person and the helper. And second, there are poles to hang on to and steady yourself. It's simple enough, but no one thought to do it until we asked the campers. You see, so many people lost limbs in the quake that it's really needed. But what I'd like to talk to you about today is rain. A few drops fell the other night, no more than a smattering, but it set many of us to wondering what would happen if we got a steady downpour. There are hundreds of thousands of people living out of doors with no more roof than a cotton sheet, and there's no question it would make for more misery. Just think of the wet mattresses. But I asked our public health experts, the Oxfam public health experts, and they think we have a breathing space before there are any dire consequences. A real rainy season doesn't begin until April or May, and at the rate we hope to be handing out plastic sheeting for shelter, Oxfam and the other agencies, we should have a decent, if temporary, roof over everyone's head by then. If we fail, of course, there'd likely be a lot of diarrhea, colds and flu, and malaria. All very serious problems in a country as poor and malnourished as Haiti. Speaking of malaria, the mosquitoes here are nothing like we have in Canada. They're tiny and skittish and very hard to slap. Besides malaria, cholera is another thing people thought about. We don't think it'll be such a problem because few people drink from surface water or wells, which can get contaminated when rains wash human waste into the system. That's why we've concentrated first on drinking water in latrines. But people here are actually very aware of the need for water to be clean. At one site where Oxfam set up a water bladder, particularly for washing because there was another source of water on the site for drinking, people refuse to drink the washing water even though we assure them it's been treated and is safe, because they just want to be sure that the water is safe. People are aware of it, know what shouldn't be drunk. Now, another potential problem with the April rains is flooding. The lower reaches of the city flood in the best of times, and now there's rubble blocking many of the natural drainage channels, like the roads. So clearing the rubble is a high priority for the next few months. Anyhow, last night I was thinking about the rains and the dangers they might pose when I looked up, and there on the rise was an enormous fire, a mountainside burning bright in the clear night. Golly, I thought, there is the real danger. Not water, fire. Imagine these crowded camps, people cooking on open charcoal fires, each makeshift home utterly flammable. People need decent shelter, and they need it very soon. This is Mark Fried of Oxfam in Port-au-Prince, Haiti.